This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
See, these are the kind of self-loathing Pirates fans that I hate, because you're so jaded by the fact that the organization has stunk for 30 years that you don't even want to see change that undoubtedly would help. Like, here's a text. Make what fair? Other small market teams win often. And I replied, two small market teams, two, have won the World Series the last 25 years. The Royals in 15, the Marlins in 2003, and they're not even a small market team. They just have a weird, tiny fan base. And he replies, how many made the playoffs? And there's tons that have made the playoffs. He's right about that. Cleveland, Tampa, Milwaukee, they do so routinely. But wouldn't you like, and I think this is Rob Manfred's point, wouldn't you like for more teams to feel like they actually could win the World Series every year? Like, to have some modicum of hope that it's not this infinitesimal chance of hoisting the commissioner's trophy.
And last year's World Series was the definition of why you should want it, because you're like, looking, you're like, okay, Yankees, Dodgers. Yes. Okay. Like, we expect that.
Right.
You know, that, okay. Yeah, of course it's the Yankees and Dodgers.
Hooray, Goliath versus Goliath, right, where nobody can have a rooting interest. And I know that Rob Manfred loved it, because you get the two biggest media markets in the country. Here's the thing about a salary cap and a salary floor, though. If it's 250 and 150, guess what? You're still going to have the big teams going more often than not. It's still rigged in their favor, but you could at least tell fans of a bunch of the small market teams, the bottom 10 teams in Major League Baseball, you've got more of a shot. And I'd be thrilled with that. All right, to football. 1 week away, oh my God, from Steelers players reporting to training camp. And joining us now on the Fan Hotline is our great friend, tremendous beat writer from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. We don't have that problem in football, do we?
We sure don't, which is enough of a reason alone, Ray, to say, hey, let's do this thing.
Kansas City, Steelers, who else?
Green Bay.
Packers, yeah. They all win Super Bowls.
And it's just so funny that the Steelers are one of the flag-bearing franchises in the entirety of the NFL, and here we are in tiny little Pittsburgh. Make that make sense. Seems like a pretty good thing, the salary cap. Where would the Penguins have gone if not for the lockout back in the early 2000s? They'd be getting outspent by the Rangers, Montreal, Toronto every damn year, and now it's an even playing field. We digress. Ray, you got 1 week of freedom left. 1 week. What are you most looking forward to at training camp? Who are you looking forward to talking to? What storylines? Just a little primer here 1 week out.
Yeah, I think it has to be just the newness of the situation, right? Like, everybody is coming on board late, it seems. Aaron Rodgers was there for like 3 days. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith haven't even put on a Steelers uniform yet. So to me, that first week of training camp, you know, the acclimation period usually is pretty slow, and it's like, okay, what am I going to write about? What are we going to talk about? But I think with with all the new guys this year, I think we're going to have storylines early, middle, and late. It's going to be a very news-filled training camp, I think.
You think Derek Harmon's going to flash immediately? Because obviously they're very high on him, and they have obviously said that he's going to be a starter day one. Do you think he flashes immediately, like his talents?
Yeah, I mean, he has to, right? Like, you know, the one thing about the Steelers is they don't always hand over starting jobs to rookies. Like, you can even go back to, like, Broderick Jones didn't start right away.
Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, Joey Kenny. Didn't start right away. Yeah, so it's like, okay, we're going to hand this guy the starting job in May. I was surprised when they did that, but I also look at the roster, Dorn, and I'm like, okay, yeah, are you going to start Daniel Weekwale? So there's really no other choice. And that's one thing about this rookie class. I think with Caleb Johnson too, you're going to see those rookies play a lot of snaps that a lot of rookies before them really didn't have a chance to play. So as far as Harmon goes, yeah, I think he better be ready. And I think he's got the size. He had the one great year at Oregon. He was solid at Michigan State. But yeah, that's going to be a position to watch here in training camp for sure.
Broderick Jones, you're going to be keeping a close eye on that guy. And do you think, I guess, what percent chance would you give, what a great sports radio question, of him reaching his potential here in year number three, playing his natural position?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the one thing we get a lot of in training camp is the one-on-ones with the D-line. It's like an every-other-day thing where those guys are going live, and it's usually good on good. So we're going to find out pretty fast if Broderick has made that smooth transition over to the left side. So, you know, as far as a percent chance goes, I mean, at this point, guys, I think you would just settle for him being like an above-average tackle, not necessarily someone who's going to play to a number 14 overall pick.
Can he be better than Dan Moore Jr.?
Yeah, he better be. I mean, Dan Moore Jr. was a nice player for you, but he gave up too many sacks, guys. Yeah, you need Broderick Jones to be better than Dan Moore, yes, for that draft pick to work out. I will say that.
Will Peyton Wilson be an every-down linebacker?
Yeah, that's another storyline from the spring that I thought maybe was a little bit underplayed. The fact that, you know, they bring in Malik Harrison, everyone thinks, okay, Malik Harrison is going to be your downhill thumper. He's going to start. And then we find out that Peyton Wilson's going to get that first look out there. And, you know, from what I saw in the spring, you know, take it for what it's worth, you know, Peyton was really good out there. So I kind of like having all your best players on the field all the time. Like, I get the specialization, and listen, guys, there's going to be games against the Ravens where they're going to need Malik Harrison. They're not necessarily going to need Peyton Wilson on first and second down in those games. But when you're playing passing teams, yeah, get him out there. He's one of your best athletes. Guy can run. He's a playmaker. We saw the scoop and score against the Bengals. We saw the pick against the Ravens that won that game. So that guy's a playmaker. I think you have to try to get him out there as much as you can. And I think that's probably, you know, the plan behind the whole thing.
Ray, Jeremy Fowler every year polls executives, coaches, assistant coaches, front office personnel, and then based on their answers will rank the players 1 through 10 at each position. Aaron Rodgers would have been then the 14th, I think, best quarterback in the NFL according to these people. Does that sound right to you, 14th?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, Jalen Hurts like number 8 or something?
He was
like
9. Starkey blew a gasket yesterday defending Jalen Hurts. It was quite good radio, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is way too low there, too. I mean, that guy's – not only is that guy a great player, but he's a great player in the biggest moments. So I think that has to count for something. But, yeah, in terms of Rodgers, you know, top half of the NFL, that's probably about where he is. He's not the player – that he once was. So I don't have an issue with that. You know, I'd have to see the other players who were before him, like 11, 12, 13, but that sounds about right for me.
Ray, realistically, are or should the Steelers be interested in Juwan Jennings or Terry McLaurin, who are unhappy and want new contracts?
Yeah, I mean, they should be interested, Dorm, but at what price? Like, I can't see them giving up draft capital, knowing that they need that draft capital 9 months from now. I just don't see a scenario where they would be able to swing either of those deals. But if you're asking me if Terry McLaurin or Juwan Jennings would be really good for the Steelers offense, yeah. I mean, they are in need of a number two receiver, and both those guys would certainly fit the bill. So unless you're talking like a player-for-player deal where you're not going to give up draft capital, I just don't see it happening.
Would you trade TJ for McLaurin?
Boy.
The thoughtful cough there from Ray, buying a little time.
Yeah.
Savvy move.
I mean, you weigh in the age of those guys. I mean, I still wouldn't do it. Like, the one thing I keep coming back to, guys, is, you know, you're building this team for a one-year run, and then you're going to blow it up by not signing your best player. Like, I just think it's eventually going to get done, but I do enjoy going through these scenarios because it's, you know, it's thoughtful. And Terry McLaurin, I think Terry McLaurin is probably a top seven, top eight receiver in the NFL. So that guy would help any team that he comes on.
That's why I think Juwan Jennings is actually a fairly realistic target, depending on how disgruntled he actually is, Ray. He's had one pretty good year in the NFL. Before that, he was a decent player who didn't put up great statistics, but I don't think he's the kind of guy that would break the bank. It would probably fit well into a salary structure where you're already paying your number one wide receiver $30 million. If you're paying him, I don't know, Darius Slayton money, 3 years, $12 million, I would jump at an opportunity like that.
Well, I mean, we're just speculating here, but do the Steelers want to go down the road they did with Ayuk, where you think it's going to happen, and then in the end, the agent and the player really were just using you, it seemed like, to get that deal done where they wanted to be. So
I would answer that like this, Ray. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
If they're not planning on doing anything unless it's a great opportunity and they consider that a great opportunity, then why not?
Right.
Because if you swing and miss, you're still Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, and you see where it takes you. But if you get him, well, now you don't have to deal with those.
Any
guys.
Of the insurance of Johnny Smith too now,
right?
So kind of you can kind of, you know, cover your butt a little bit with Johnny Smith if you swing and miss.
And the one thing about Jennings, like, it took us a second to get DK Metcalf. What are we talking to get Jennings? A third or a fourth, maybe? You know, so that in that scenario, you are probably talking the more realistic one as opposed to Terry McLaurin.
Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. I got one here for you, right? So Terry McLaurin speaks yesterday, and he was very professional, but clearly pissed. TJ Watt hasn't talked since January. If you were to talk to TJ Watt on day one of camp, if he's there, do you think he'd be as mad as Terry McLaurin? Would he have as good of a reason to be mad as Terry McLaurin?
Well, that's going to be interesting. It is notable that McLaurin showed up because he didn't show up for minicamp either.
Right.
I would think if TJ does show up, that they will be at least at the amicable stage where things are talking and he's okay with where the negotiations are. It's probably not going to be close to being done, but I would say if he shows up, there wouldn't be a lot of, you know, contentious feelings and things of that nature. So I'll say he wouldn't be as angry as McLaurin.
Ray, this was wonderful. You have 1 week left of freedom. What will you be doing with yourself?
Staycation, guys. Cutting the grass, doing stuff around the house. Boring, huh?
Well, no. Do you like cutting the grass? I love cutting the grass.
I do, too. It's like, you know, it's my exercise for the day. I'm out there for 2 hours sweating my butt off. So,
2 hours?
Yeah, it's about around what it takes for
me,
too.
Well, Doran, you played in the NFL, and Ray is a wealthy man. I mean, 2 hours, to me, it takes me probably 45 minutes to do my grass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to trim and stuff, too, right? So.
Yeah, I broke another weed whacker, by the way. Got one on Freebo. I don't know if you're familiar with Freebo, Ray.
There you go.
So that's probably what happened. Yes, it's a gas weed whacker, and it had an eight-step starting process.
Eight steps. Need to get the electric. I told you that before.
You did tell me that. My previous one battery. Was battery, and I broke that, too. What am I doing? I'm whacking it all wrong.
Mm.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I want to nail down on that last question there. So Terry McLaurin ticked off. If the Pittsburgh media, or let's just say TJ Watt came up in here for an interview tomorrow, would he be as mad as Terry McLaurin? Would he have a right to be as mad as Terry McLaurin? We'll get to that coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For you. John Wehner going to join us in 12 minutes. How did he feel about the swing off? What's he think about automatic balls and strikes? Who would his three Pirates of the last 25 years be in a hypothetical swing off among Pirates of this quarter century? That was redundant. You get what I'm saying. Doran just blew my socks off by saying that Jack Sawyer is closer to his son's age than he is his age.
Yes. Yeah, he's 23. My son's going to be 11. I'm 37, yes. Crazy. Crazy to think about.
Nice guy, Jack Sawyer.
Yeah.
Super popular at the softball game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of Steelers fans that are also Ohio State fans, and there were a ton of people just wearing Ohio State stuff.
Yes.
I feel like Ohio State fans showed up just to get a piece of the national champion.
Absolutely.
Did you hear why he didn't go to the ESPYs? Because that's where Will Howard went. He said, I didn't go. I was invited. Because I was doing the softball thing. I'd already committed.
Yeah, that's. I mean.
And I don't blame Will for going. He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback. He's an offense guy. But if you're Jack Sawyer, you want to ingratiate yourself with a guy like Cam Hayward. That takes precedent for sure.
Great point. And ingratiate yourself with the fans.
Yep.
And assimilate to Steelers Nation culture. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One last thing to underscore the salary cap, salary floor conversation, because I've been debating this guy via the text line. Two small market teams have won a championship the last 25 years in Major League Baseball. But if you want to take it out further, and I realize the Pirates have had some bad management too, in addition to not spending a lot of money, the Yankees have four losing seasons in the last 25 years. The Pirates have four winning seasons the last 25 years. You think payroll might have something to do with that?
Yes.
I mean, come on now. All right. Terry McLaurin spoke yesterday and is pissed. He wants a new contract. His cap hit this season's $25 million, but he's making $15 million in base salary. He should be getting a salary somewhere between $25 and $33 million. So he's all ticked off. Do you think he's got more of a right to be mad, or TJ Watt?
TJ Watt.
Because he's a better player, and relative to his position.
Yeah, and he's done. Yeah, he's legitimately in the argument of being one of the best defensive players in the league, and he's he's done it for multiple more years than Terry McLaurin has.
He's been a defensive player of the year,
right?
Whereas Terry McLaurin, well,
not
five of his 6 years, yeah, man,
to be an offensive player of the year,
exactly. Like, he's not been in the MVP conversation. Nobody talks about Terry McLaurin among the elite of the elite.
Like, is Terry McLaurin trying to be the highest paid receiver right now?
If that's the case, that's absurd.
Right.
Five of his six seasons, he's gone over 1,000 yards. And in his rookie year, he had 915 or something like that. He's had a really good career. He's a really good player. He's not the best in the world at what he does. Now, that being said, he's probably miffed because Washington also goes out and acquires a player at his position. And he's got to be thinking, man, I have been here without the franchise guy. Taylor Heineke's thrown me footballs. And now you got a franchise guy. And I can finally eat. And I can go and I can put up all pro kind of numbers. And you go out, you get another wide receiver, and you look at me as this afterthought when I've been a good soldier here for 6 years? That pissed me off.
Yep.
And if I'm Washington, what the hell am I doing here? Because I do agree with Ray's point from the last segment. If TJ Watt is to come to Steelers camp and talk to the media a week from today, it means there'll have been some sort of movement on contract negotiations. With Terry, there's been none, at least according to him. He said they haven't talked in months.
And he showed up.
So good for him. It means TJ should show up too. And you and I have said that the entire time. We've both agreed he should be mad, but that we'd probably go about it differently. We've talked to Doug about it. He says this doesn't change anything in terms of the negotiation. It never does. I'm starting to come around, by the way, on TJ actually showing up.
I don't think he is.
See, the reason I do is because Mark, I think, made a good point when he was on with us on Monday that the league will start finding him instead of the team, because the Steelers have no interest in finding him. And if he misses all of training camp, he's going to get hit with like $3 million.
That's nothing if you get that $40 million.
Yeah.
And
but
you already have.
I'd be trying to get $43 million, though. You know what I mean?
He probably is.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
You already have. How? I mean, what is he getting paid a year now?
28.
Yeah, right. I mean, $3 million's nothing to make a point. That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's an incentive.
And you would be making a point, and it's not, I guess, necessarily so that you hold the Steelers over a barrel or anything. Because Doug Whaley, who's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10, he said no holdouts ever move them off their spot. But you're right. You would be making a point. You said I'm a priority, and then you prioritized all these other guys. You want me to be a one-helmet guy, and hey, you haven't treated me like it.
I just think TJ's wired a little bit differently than like maybe like McLaurin, and you know just how the Steelers and just TJ Watt and you know just him being you know such a staple regarded as one of the you know best players in the organization, one of the best players
of all time here.
For him not to show up at all in OTAs and minicamp, to me, I don't like that was, I feel like he'd never really operated that way.
It's a much bigger statement for him to do that than if like Myles Garrett hadn't had something happen in him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like leaning towards like, if they're not close, and there hasn't been any like movement on the discussion, I think that he's in a different place than he usually operates. I don't think he's going to show up.
Yeah. I still don't know what Washington's doing.
Because if you show up, like what's the point of missing minicamp then? If you show up now and you still don't have anything, what's the point of even missing minicamp?
They will.
I'm just going to show up now, even though that we're not even close.
Yeah, they'd had to have made some level of headway for him to show up. Yeah, you're probably right about that. I don't get Washington. Like I
do.
Well, you and I both love Deebo Samuel, and you probably love him more than me. But I want both of those guys to be there with Jaden Daniels for as long as possible. Like, we were in the damn NFC Championship game last year. I ain't trying to screw with Terry McLaurin. I'm trying to keep him as my whoopee, my blankie for my quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, they got Deebo for a reason.
My reason would be have both these guys play at a high level. Like, you have a franchise quarterback. Surround him with talent, which they're doing with Deebo, and keep the existing talent. You have been panned as an organization under Dan Snyder forever, and now he's gone, and you're going to screw something good up over what?
Well,
the cap hits $25 million now, and it'll be like 33, 32.
It could be, I mean, just like what we just talked about. Like, we don't know what the demands are from McLaurin. What if he wants to be the highest paid receiver, and you're just like, no, I wouldn't do that business.
Yeah.
That could just be like, no. So they're like, yeah, we're not even going to talk unless you're willing to take the pay that we want to. We feel like you're slotted. Like, he's probably like, I want to be the highest guy. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
No way.
We want to pay you as the ninth highest guy.
35, 36 million?
Yeah. And he ain't Jamar Chase. No. That's true. If his ask is totally.
It probably is.
Out of this world. Yeah.
Like, what would you. Like, if you're Terry McLaurin and you feel like you've done so much and he has, like, wouldn't you be like, yeah, like, I want to be the highest guy. Like, I'm not going to move off that spot. You need me.
You know what? It ain't my money. I'd pay him 35. Screw it. He ain't as good as those guys. He probably ain't close to as good as those guys.
No.
But I want Jaden Daniels throwing at Terry McLaurin for as long as possible. We were also laughing that Terry McLaurin is 30 years old and DK Metcalf's 27.
It's crazy to me.
If you would have asked me before the Steelers got Metcalf, I would have got that backwards.
Yep. Me too. I feel like Metcalf's been in the league for like 8 years.
Forever, man. Forever. All right. Fun end, depending on who you ask, to the All-Star game last night. They're also playing with automatic balls and strikes. Paul Skeens spotted a 6-0 lead and gets a no decision because that's how things go for Paul Skeens. We'll get into all of it with The Rock, John Wayne, or next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, the great John Wehner joins us now. Paul Skeens last night strikes out the first two batters he faced. 14 pitches, seven of which 100 miles an hour or more. Gets Aaron Judge to ground out. I mean, geez, John, he's slacking. He couldn't even strike out Judge.
You know, it's so interesting watching that. I mean, that's the only reason I watched. By the way, I watched the Derby because of Cruz. I watched the All-Star game, just the first couple innings because of Skeens. And, it's just great just to see him here throw. I mean, it's not the same guy we see during the season. I mean, he'll throw the splinker, the split, the change, the slider, the curve, the sweeper, all the other nonsense. But he was like, here you go, just firing fastballs at you, you know, 100-plus. And, you know, just wiping them away, it makes you want more, actually. I mean, with all the hubbub with the All-Star game, but, you know, they want to get all the guys in there nowadays. But I'm sure the fans, you know, they want to see more Skeens. They want to see more than just three hitters at 100 every pitch.
John, were you impressed by O'Neill Cruz in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I want to say that was kind of a prediction of mine last week that he'll hit it the furthest. He'll hit it over 500 feet, if I'm not mistaken. You can go check the tapes on that. He's got the most bat speed. He has the most pop. He has the greatest exit velocity. He doesn't have the greatest swing. I mean, he has a great swing for home run derby, but he obviously doesn't have the greatest swing to win it. And that was Raleigh and Caminero. I mean, those guys have the perfect home run derby swings. I mean, you know, Raleigh, I guess nobody really knew who he was. He wasn't a household name until, you know, this All-Star break. And, you know, maybe a month or two ago, people caught on that he's, you know, approaching 30 homers already. And Caminero is just a young cat. I think he's only 21 or 22. But, man, when I watching their swing during the first couple rounds, I'm like, ooh, they're going to be tough to beat because those guys create backspin. Those guys don't hook balls. You didn't see any, like, line. Like, O'Neill hit a bunch of line drives.
John, we're going to – your phone's breaking up a little bit, buddy. We're just going to call you back in 1 second, all right?
All right.
He's thrilled.
Probably in West Virginia right now. We know he likes to hang out down there. Probably got bad service.
Yep. He's probably thrilled that he has to drop the call and have us call him back.
I thought initially, because sometimes our phone system can go a little sideways and it'll just talk through it, but I think it might be a bad service situation.
Yeah.
We're about to find out. People on pins and needles. Sorry, John. We'll see if you're any better now.
Yeah, I hope so. That's weird.
You are. How about that? Okay. What do you think about the swing-off as a way to decide baseball games? Would you like to see that in the regular season, John?
No, I wouldn't want to see that. I never heard of it. My wife told me this morning, NL went on a swing-off. I'm like, what was that? What's that? Never heard of it. So I watched it. Man, it's amazing, Schwarber and what he can do. So I watched some video of it just to see what was going on. No, I wouldn't want to see a swing off. It was hard enough for me to deal with the runner at second next innings. I get why they do it because, you know, they're saving pitching during the regular season. They're trying to eliminate 18-inning games. And the All-Star game, of course, you know, they're going to try to get all the guys in there so they don't want to see extra innings because they're going to run out of pitching too. But, no, that's too gimmicky. I mean, I like it for the All-Star game. Why not? That's pretty cool. But can you imagine, like, you know, determining a playoff series or a World Series because of a swing-off? You know, It's a little too gimmicky for me, but it's fun for that, for an exhibition, get the game over with, go out there and see some shore bombs.
John, if you had to pick three Pirates from the last 25 years to use in a hypothetical swing off, who would your three be?
Boy, Cruz for one.
Yeah.
25 years takes me back to Giles. Giles for sure. Yeah, Giles might be right there. Let me think. I don't think Bay has the home run swing. So Giles for sure. Let me think.
You know who I picked as a random one, John, was Matt Stairs.
Oh, Stairs would be good. Yes, Stairs is good. I think of Josh Bell, too. Josh Bell, I mean, if it's at home, yeah, lefties are definitely the premium there. So that's why I got Giles, Cruz. Stairs is a great call. I would probably go with Josh Bell, though. He had some nice BP.
What do you think about
Pedro, too.
Pedro's a great one.
Don't forget Pedro. Yeah.
Led the NL in homers that year with 37, and now Cal Raleigh is 38 at the break because baseball. John, what do you think about the automatic balls and strikes?
Not automatic, but this automated. I like the
Sorry.
Challenge system. Yeah, I like the challenge system. I think it's key. I think it's important. I won't say important. I mean, obviously, it's the way it's, you know, we've done baseball forever, and now obviously with all the technology, it makes sense to make sure everybody gets it right. I just think that you got to be wise. You got to be sure, you know, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher or a catcher when you're challenging a call. Because if there's only two, you know, it's got to be a big situation. You know, you got to be 100% sure. Otherwise, you're not challenging. Because if you waste those two and then you get bases loaded, two outs. Like for me, that's where I probably get more frustrated calling games when I see umpires miss calls in those big situations. Bases loaded, two outs, whatever. That's when they need to bear down and be at their best. And so that's when I think the challenge should be used, because there's so many games that can turn on that one pitch in a big situation. And, so I don't know if two's enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But they'll learn how to use them. If it's only two, they better use them in the right situations, not when there's nobody on and two outs or something like that. You blow one. But, I think it was pretty cool. I liked seeing it last night, and obviously I saw it a bunch in spring training. But, you'll also find the umpires are really good.
You do find that.
And, you know, they don't miss as many. Yeah, umpires are way better than most people think.
John, this was wonderful. It always is. Enjoy the last few moments of your All-Star break, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure.
You're the man.
Thank you, John.
John
Wayne.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks. See you.
What a guy.
Yeah.
He liked Matt Stairs. He liked Josh Bell more.
Yep.
Truth be told, I probably like Josh Bell more, too.
Yes.
I mean, just.
Was he a sleeper, though? I said he was a sleeper. You think a lot of people would have picked Josh Bell? 25 years?
I think he would have been on a lot of people's list. Okay. I don't know if he's on the majority of the lists, and I think that would qualify him as a sleeper.
Okay.
I just saw this tweeted out. Some site ranked the top 10 NFL defenses since the year 2000.
I saw that, too.
Because it's list season, and that's what we do. The 2008 Steelers aren't on there.
Nope.
That is bull. You know what team also isn't on there, now that I'm thinking about it? The no-fly zone Denver Broncos from 2015.
Mm.
So they have 2000 Ravens, 2002 Bucks, and those to me would be the top two. Then the 2019 Patriots, 06 Ravens, 23 Browns. Get the frig out of here. The 23 Browns at home, historically great. On the road, they gave up like 30 points a game. Get the frig out of here. 2005 Bears, they were good. 08 Ravens? Doran, a list pit.
I was going to send it to you, but I was like, I don't even know this site. They're just.
I had never heard of the site either. Right. It's like PFSN or something like that. Pull your freaking hair out. PFHO. How about that? The 08 Ravens can't be better than the Steelers. The Steelers beat them three times.
Yep.
Three times. Steelers first in points allowed. First in pass defense, second in rush defense, only because Minnesota was so bad defensively that people would just throw on him and instead of run. The Steelers were number one in like every important category. I would go, just real quick, 2000 Ravens, 2002 Bucks, 2008 Steelers, 2015 Broncos, 2005 Bears. There's my top five. That sound good?
That sounds good.
I got baited by another list, boys.
You did.
This time of year, I said, oh, don't take it too seriously. List season, it gets me every time. That 08 defense doesn't get enough love.
No, it doesn't at all.
Great Clearly. Players all about, all around it. I mean, James Harrison, DPOY, Troy Polamalu, DPOY, and that's just where you start.
Yep.
And he had the greatest defensive coordinator, at least arguably of all time, Dick LeBeau, moving the chess pieces around. Get the hell out of here. Ridiculous. All right, we'll react to John or something coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley going to join us for the entirety of the last hour of the show. Doran and I got a good chuckle out of this yesterday. West Virginia football got a commitment from a three-star running back named Sir Paul Cheeks. S-I-R-P-A-U-L. Sir Paul Cheeks.
What's his nickname?
Jesus in cleats.
Sir Paul Jesus in cleats.
Cheeks.
You know anything about this guy?
I know that he ran a 4.3 40, so he's fast. Something's got to be, and this is going to sound bad. I mean, a three-star high school player is a really, 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 really good high school player. But if you run a 4.3 and you're a three-star, what am I missing here?
How tall is he?
Good question. Don't know. I've done zero research into it beyond laughing at his name, Sir Paul Jesus in cleats Cheeks. If he's good, there's a 0% chance I don't get that jersey. Just says Cheeks.
5'9".
185.
Yep.
Over scholarship offers from Kentucky, Pitt, Virginia Tech, Minnesota, Wake Forest, Temple, South Florida, Liberty, and Connecticut, among others. So when he transfers out of West Virginia after year one, it'll be Kentucky, Pitt, Virginia Tech, Minnesota, Wake Forest, Temple, South Florida, Liberty, and Connecticut who are going to talk to him again.
Yep, Sir Paul.
That's the way it goes. I can't get excited, and we're not going to do like a, oh, who's the, what's this guy mean to West Virginia segment? Nobody wants to hear that. But I don't get hardly excited anymore when a freshman player commits.
Nope.
How could you possibly get excited?
Well, and then even in, you know, during the, from this time until, you know, national or letter of intent day, they'll probably decommit.
Right.
Right.
And I'm 100% serious on this. I'd be more excited if you really wanted him if I were a Pitt fan than I would be as a West Virginia fan. Like whatever team the dude commits to, whoever came in second, he probably has a better chance of finishing his career there. Yes. I'm not even joking. Sir Paul Jesus in cleats Cheeks. Joel, you know what today is, Dorn?
Wednesday.
It's the 56-year anniversary of landing on the moon.
Oh.
How about that?
Neil. Big Neil.
Can
he still with us?
Not my wheelhouse.
I don't think so.
Not my Neil house.
I'm sure we would have heard from him by now a few times.
I think he's still alive.
Is he?
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh. He's dead, Harry.
Oh.
When?
How did you get that wrong? Did you go Buzz Aldrin? I think you went Buzz Aldrin. I believe
Buzz Aldrin's gone too.
What?
I think.
No. Don't tell me we lost Buzz and Neil. Neil Armstrong was 82 when he passed away in 2012. He's been gone for a while.
I don't remember that. I feel like I don't remember.
No, Buzz Aldrin, 95. Still kicking.
Let's go, Buzz. Nice. Hold up now. So you didn't look anything up. You just said, no, he's with us, just totally out of pocket. Like you had nothing behind that.
I think he's still with us. I didn't say it for sure. I didn't know for sure.
Remember when I said there would have been nothing cooler than being the fastest man on planet Earth?
Yes.
How about being the first guy on the damn moon?
That's pretty cool.
You talk 1968, we're trying to beat the Russians up there, we're trying to beat Sputnik and all that goofy stuff going on, and you walk on the damn moon, and you plant an American flag on that sucker?
That's pretty cool.
No human in history could have got more ass than Neil Armstrong.
Is that the coolest thing that's ever happened in American history? The coolest.
At the time, I'd say absolutely, but now,
even now, what now, now,
well, now it's not that cool because you send.
I mean, what's cooler than actually
Katy
at that
Perry
time?
Up there on a giant phallic-shaped rocket?
There's nothing cooler than. I mean, still to this day, I mean,
that's the coolest thing you could ever do.
I think that's the coolest moment in American history.
And the further you go, the cooler it gets. Like the first dude or woman to walk on Mars, that'll be the next
that'll
coolest
be the
thing.
Next.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's anything other cooler, anything else cooler than going to space.
Imagine going to a bar. And you're just sitting there, and there's no social media. You're just drinking a couple, you know, maybe having a Boilermaker or two, and yeah. Some nice lady comes over to you and says, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I walked on the moon.
It's over.
And I claimed it for America. Like, I think that part is just as cool. Bang, flag, what up? That's going to be there for eternity.
I mean, Michael Jackson named a dance move after it.
He did?
Moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. I'm really dumb.
That has to be the coolest thing that's ever happened. I don't even know what second would be, but...
Text us, 412-928-9370. Is there anything...
I'm not significant. I'm not saying, sure. Like, you know, I'm saying the coolest American moment. Like, wow.
I don't know that there's anything cooler. I think George Washington, this will be the second reference today, going across the Delaware and beating up all them British while they were eating Christmas dinner. I think that was pretty cool. But he didn't walk on the moon. People are crushing me on the text line for my wheelhouse and Neil House joke, and you should. It's been a banner show for us today. We've had a lot of fun. We've hit on a lot of subject matter, and I think I've ruined it all with my Neil House joke. So bad. Harry, you got any? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. We got Doug Whaley joining us for this full hour when we come back.
I was actually going to ask you if you remember the quote from Neil Armstrong, though.
Yeah, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
Incorrect. One giant leap for mankind.
He got me. Maybe a Jason Bay home run will land up there at some point.
He hit zero!
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Antonio Brown, 84, low of 72, 75% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.